If you remember when we left off with Pat Piano in the Weather Center, his last words to me was, "You wouldn't be surprised if you saw 3 to 4 inches of snow on the ground this morning, or sleet, or wouldn't be surprised if you saw nothing." Well, we got the sleet function there, Pat. And you know, for a while there last night, I thought, boy, Pat's going to be right. But the most sleet we had was about an inch and a half in certain places. Other places had just a varying amount. But, boy, did it sleet. It came down pretty good last night.
It was interesting because the storm is now off Cape Cod as a nor'easter, you know. But, of course, it developed a little late. But even last evening here down in the lower Hudson Valley, the rain was mixing with heavy snow, not sleet, but snow. And I'm thinking to myself, oh, brother, don't tell me this is going to all change over to snow. And it didn't. And then the snow, you know, kind of just left the rain, and it rained, and then the rain just ended. So the atmosphere, the upper atmosphere, just was not cold enough. But we saw the makings of that on Friday, and now it'll just become partly sunny and windy today, 40 to 45. Clear and windy tonight, mid-20s. Sunny and windy tomorrow, middle 30s. So, excuse me, tomorrow will be noticeably colder. And I bring this up because, Mr. Miles, are you going into Manhattan tomorrow?
Thinking about it, yes.
Okay, well, it's just going to be real cold. So if you're walking around, make sure you have your earmuffs on and your scarf and everything, because in the city, it will be 35 to 40, but the wind is going to be blowing tomorrow. So you'll have to be aware of that. Tuesday night will be clear in the mid-teens. It'll be sunny in the low 40s Wednesday, clouding up Thursday, mid-40s. And for the first day of winter on Friday, wind and rain with a high of 50 degrees.
That's Friday?
That's Friday.
Now, when's Christmas Eve?
Christmas Eve's Monday, a week from today.
Now, what does that look like?
If you wanted to go with the consensus of most of the models, it'll be fair and cold. If you'd like to go with the Euro, the European model, it's saying that especially Christmas Eve evening, Monday night, there's a chance of light snow, just like we had on St. Lucie's Day, the 13th. That's what the Euro model is doing. Christmas Day, the Aurora is saying fair and cold, so are all the other models. So again, one out of all the models forecasting a little light snow for Monday night, next Monday night, we shall see. As far as our countdown to a white Christmas, and again, we are calling a white Christmas, meaning white on the ground, not snowing on Christmas Day, white on the ground. As far as I can see right now, I cannot give it more than a 4 out of 10. Chance.
4 out of 10.
Now, 4 out of 10 chance of getting, of having snow on the ground for Christmas Day next Tuesday. Now, that could change. Every single day, we could change that as we go counting down to a white Christmas.
Well, I got to go with the Euro because Mama Pagano.
Right. Yeah. That's why I'm giving it a 4. Yeah. Because if it wasn't for the Euro, I'd give it a 0. 0 chance. So I'll start off with an optimistic 4 and see where we go from there. I have to tell you, though, this is so nice to tell Marshall, you were wrong as far as my trip to and from the city. And I am so happy you were wrong. It took me 45 minutes from my house to the parking garage downtown in Manhattan Saturday afternoon.
Wow.
So I actually got to the church.
On time.
I got to the church at 2:45. The mass was at 3 o'clock. And it's an absolutely gorgeous church. Never been there before. St. Xavier Francis. I think it's on 16th Street. Absolutely gorgeous. I can't believe that this big, huge church is in the middle of a block that you would never even know it was there because there are tall buildings on each side of it. But anyhow, it was beautiful. It was a beautiful mass. Of course, sad. I had to leave afterwards, but they were definitely taking everybody out to dinner after that. But I said, okay, now let's see. Marshall told me, expect at least two and a half hours back.
45 minutes.
It took me an hour.
Hour, okay.
Which was really good. I got back home at 5. I was changed, fed Shirley, walked Shirley, and I was at my Christmas dinner, which started at 6. I was at there for 6:15. So that was really, really great.
Superman. Superman.
Oh, goodness. You have no idea. I got home at 1 a.m. Oh, I was at church at 8 yesterday morning. Came back from church.
Slept.
No, I really wanted to, but I had to put a lot of the stuff away from the Christmas tree, and I also had to get the village done underneath the Christmas tree. So did that. 3 o'clock, came into the weather center, started working, getting everything ready for this morning. Met my friends at the diner at 6, came home at 8, and went to sleep.
What did you have at the diner? What did you have to eat at the diner?
What do you think? Take a guess.
Did you have fries with gravy?
They didn't have gravy, but I had sweet potato fries and a burger.
All right.
That's it.
Is it a Greek diner?
It's called the Classic Diner. So I guess it is Greek, yeah, probably.
Do they offer French fries with gravy?
No, they did not.
That used to be the big thing in Kingston, New York, at the Greek diners.
Oh,
you go out drinking all night, and everybody would wind up, and you'd order coffee, and French fries with gravy.
I always ordered French fries and brown gravy, and everybody would look at me. And I remember back in the good old days of Metro Weather, early in the morning, John Blaris worked for us, and he used to go. He did CBS at the time, CBS Radio for us. And he would take a break. I guess it was around 6, and he would go. We were at Kennedy Airport at that point, and he would go to the diner, and he would turn to me and say, "Pat," he goes, "the same?" I said, "Yes." And it was the same every morning. He would get me French toast, okay, and it was smothered in butter.
Yeah.
French toast, and guess what I had to drink? Marshall's going to get a kick out of this.
What?
6 in the morning. If I tried that now, forget it, Marshall. A chocolate egg cream.
That sounds great, though.
And John used to say to me, all of a sudden, he used to go, "Pat, I don't understand. You don't get fat." I said, "I don't understand it either, but as long as I'm not getting fat, you just get me the French toast and the chocolate egg cream."
Diner food, I tell you. When you get good diners, nothing like good diner food. Nothing at all.
I totally agree. And yesterday was just when my friend Anthony called and he said, "You guys want to go out to, you know, meet us at the diner? Michael and Joe coming." I said, "Okay, you know." I said, "You know, there's so much to do here. We've been working all day long. You know, the last thing I want to think about is cooking." Huh. So I said, "Sounds like a great idea to me." So off we went.
All right, so then we got basically fairly mild, not mild, but tranquil weather.
That's correct. Until Friday, when it will rain, and Marshall will not like it because it'll be in the 40s and rain, and that's what Marshall doesn't like.
Marshall doesn't like that at all, you're right.
No.
Can't stand that.
And winter comes in on Friday at...
What time?
5:23 p.m.
Well, at least the days start getting longer after that.
That is true. You are right, Marshall. Yep.
That's the one thing we can look forward to. The days are going to get a little bit longer.
Get a little longer, right. Yeah, but unfortunately, you have all of winter ahead of you.
I know. It's very depressing. And we've had enough winter already.
I totally agree with you.
It's not even winter. We've had winter.
Yeah, I totally agree.
All right. So then you're all set. I've got to get my gift cards yet. I haven't done that yet. Oh, gosh.
I have a couple of things to do, but most of my shopping done.
Yeah. Gift cards for me once again, but still.
Yeah,
the big decision is Visa or American Express. You know, you get Visa or American Express, which one?
Well, whichever one doesn't charge you a fee.
They all charge a fee.
Oh, they all do? Oh, okay.
Right. They see me coming.
I guess then it doesn't matter. I guess American Express is good because if something were to happen, they usually follow up very quickly.
Don't leave home without it. Right. Hey, Pat, I'll speak to you tomorrow.
You got it. Bye, Marshall. Take care.
Pat Pagano this morning in the Weather Center with a check on our tri-state forecast here on Robin Hood Radio.